弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们有一次再有一次能够一起寻求主的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we can come together to seek Him.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
谢谢你借着你的爱子道成肉身救赎我们。
Thank you that through your beloved Son that He words become flesh and redeemed us.
也谢谢你，真是，借着他回去以前，他留下许多的话给跟随他的人。
And thank you that before He went back, that He left many words to those who follow Him.
他告诉我们，他还要再来。
And He told us that He will come back again.
他不但要再来，要把我们带进你家里的实际。
And not only He will come back, but also bring us into a reality of your home.
又把我们带进到你的国度里面。
And bring us to enter into your kingdom.
而且使你的教会成为他的心腹。
And also make your church become His bride.
这实在是极其荣耀的事情。
That is such a glorious thing.
我们需要你启示我们。
We need you to reveal to us.
我们需要你亲自向我们说话。
And we need you to speak to us.
我们把讲的、翻译的、听的都无依无靠的交在你手中。
Without any other dependence, we offer up the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hands.
求你从宝座把我们需要的话倾倒给我们。
Pray that from your throne, pour down the words that we need.
使我们不论是信主久的，或者是刚刚信主的。
Whether the ones who have believed unto you for such a long time or those who just believed.
或者我们是年轻的、年长的。
Or regardless the young ones or elderly.
我们都得着你给我们第一手的话、第一手的带领。
We can receive your first-hand leading and also your words.
让我们做个爱慕主显现的人。
So we can become those people who desire of your coming.
而且我们是在能够活在等候主再来的那实际里面。
And we can live in the reality that we wait for your coming back.
求你照着你的旨意施恩给我们。
According to your will, be gracious to us.
借着你的圣灵运行在我们当中，在我们心里面，也运行在主啊所有一切需要被运行的地方。
Through your Holy Spirit moves freely in our hearts and also moves freely in all those places that need to be moved.
我们再一次把敬拜的归给你。
Once again, we offer up all the honor and worship unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
先请看启示录第二十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
再请看十二节，二十二章十二节。
And chapter 22 verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
然后十七节。
And verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of the life freely.
在第二十节。
And verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He that testifies these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
这是主在启示录二十二章他的宣告的话。
And that is what the Lord has proclaimed in the Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
那也是约翰代表教会，还有圣灵对于这样的回应。
And also the response of John representing church and the Holy Spirit.
所以主再来是一个 必成的事。
So Lord's coming back is something that will definitely be fulfilled.
这不在我们的感觉里面。
That's not only within our feelings.
也不在我们喜欢不喜欢。
And not regarding whether we like or not.
他说要来就是要来。
He said he's coming back. He definitely will come back.
所以我们希望把他宣告的话放在心里面。
So hope that we put what he has proclaimed in our hearts.
不要照我们的感觉。
Not according to our feelings.
不要照我们的想法。
Not regarding how we think.
希望主帮助我们照着宣告的主，他的带领能够等候他来。
And pray that the Lord helps us that we wait upon the Lord who has proclaimed to come back.
然后我们再看马太福音，主自己告诉门徒的话。
And let's look at Book of Matthew, what the Lord Himself had told the disciples.
马太二十四章。
Chapter 24 of Book of Matthew.
我们是从三十六节。我们把二十四章从三十六节读到完，好吧
？So let's read from chapter 24, from verse 36 till the end.
但那日子、那时候，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, not but my Father only.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
I knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left.
所以你们要警醒。因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come.
家主若知道几今天有人来，有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。
But notice that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief come, should come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟。
But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming.
就动手。打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
The lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里。必要哀哭切齿了。
And shall cut him asunder and point him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
好，我们再看，暂请注意一下第三十八节，有这么一个词，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
And please look at in verse 38. There says that the until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
然后十九节的前面说，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。
And the first part of 39 says, I know that until the flood came and took them all away.
这里有两个 相当有一个强烈的对比。
There's a great contrast here.
这个对比呢，就是挪亚进方舟。
The contrast is that when Noah entered the ark.
然后呢，其他的人呢，是洪水冲去了。
And all others are being carried away by flood.
啊，这里是一个是进的方舟，受神带领，进到神所要带领，神所要他进的地方。
One of them is that who enter into the ark and being led to where the Lord leads them to.
那另外一个呢，就是完全不知道神要做什么，不知道那个事情要发生，然后洪水一来的时候，全都被冲走了。
And the other one is they completely did not know what God would do, and so when the flood came, they were all being carried away.
因为主说，主再来的日子像挪亚的日子。
Because Lord says that the day of His coming is like the days of Noah.
所以挪亚他那个时候，挪亚的经历和那个时候的人的经历，就成为我们可能在其中的一个部分。
So the experience of Noah and those people back then, it might become part of our experience now.
所以我们也可能像挪亚一样进了方舟。
So we might also be like Noah, enter into the ark.
我们也可能像那被洪水冲去的人。
We might also be like those being carried away by flood.
所以这里就是有预备的问题。
So that's the question about being ready.
不但有预备的问题，也有我们心愿的问题。
It not only has to do with how ready we are, but also has to do with our heart, our will.
我们是愿意在神面前蒙神的恩典和怜悯，成为进方舟的那一批人，还是我们无所谓，冲就冲吧，反正我们也没觉得没什么损失。
Are we those people who in our heart have the desire that we can be blessed and also find mercy and grace before God so we can enter into the ark? Or are we the group of people who don't care that it's okay, we're just being carried away by flood?
所以挪亚进方舟其实并不是一个想象，也不是一个感觉。
So Noah entering into the ark was not just an imaginary thing, nor just a feeling.
他在神面前一定跟神有一个特殊的关系。
Before God, Noah must have a special relationship with God.
因为这个特殊的关系，所以呢，该进方舟的时候，他知道进。
Because of the special relationship with God, therefore, when the time comes for him to enter into the ark, he went.
所以他成为被神保守的人。
So he became someone being kept by God.
那这个被冲去的人。
And for those who are being carried away.
就是不太在乎跟神的关系。
They actually did not care about the relationship with God.
以至于就是当要被冲去的时候，都一点都还没有感觉。
So they actually had no feelings when the time the flood came.
所以我们看一看创世纪第六章，从第九节开始看起。你看一下挪亚是怎么样在神面前生活。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 6, start from verse 9. Let's look at how Noah lived before God.
这帮助我们可以在主面前学习，或者我们怎样能够做一个可以被带进方舟的人。
So it helps us to learn and also so help us to know how we can become someone who can enter into the ark.
好，第六章罗马创世纪第六章第九节，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God.
所以这里至少告诉我们三个方面。
So here mentions three different points.
挪亚是个义人。
Noah was a just man.
圣经称义人就是蒙救赎的人。
When Bible calls someone just, that means that he's being saved.
神眼中看为对的人。
Someone that God look, someone who is right in God's eyes.
不是用自己的方法救自己，乃是接受神的救恩，神的救法。
Not one that saved by their own method, but receive God's salvation.
所以，如果我们还没有接受神的救法，我们先要接受神的救法。
So if we have not yet received the way of God's salvation, first we have to receive it.
接受神的拯救，才能够在神的眼中看为对的人，义人就是对的人。
First have to receive God's salvation, then can become the someone who's just before God.
然后他在当时的世代是完全人。
And in, he was perfect in his generation.
可以说他是不但是被神拯救，而且继续活在对的光景。
Not only he was being saved by God, but he continued to live in the right condition.
有时候我们虽然蒙恩得救，但我们不一定愿意继续活在对的光景。
Sometimes that although we are being saved by grace, but we are not willing to continuously live in the right condition.
所以甚至到一个地步，那个没有蒙恩得救的看我们，跟他也没什么差别。
Even to the point that we see no difference in the eyes of those who are not being saved.
不但没什么差别，还成为被讥笑或者影响人来到神面前的一个影响因素。
Not only seems no difference from those unbelievers, but also even become the hindrance for those who would like to believe.
但挪亚不是。
However, Noah was not like this.
挪亚不但被神拯救，成为对的人，成为义人。
Noah was not only being saved by God to become a right and just man.
继续在神面前活在对的光景底下。
And he continually lived in the right condition before God.
我们需要彼此的鼓励。
We have to encourage one another.
我们虽然蒙恩得救了，但我们还需要继续活在神看为对、神喜悦的光景底下。
Even though after we are being saved by grace, but we continue to have to live in the right condition in God's eyes.
以至于在神眼中看为什么？神看为完全。
So that we are perfect in God's eyes.
不是我们的眼光。
Not our own sight.
神说完全才能算完全。
Only when God says it's perfect, then it's perfect.
任何人给我们的称赞再好，
even regardless of how good the praises from man.
但如果不是神给我们的称赞，你相信在神面前仍然够不上神。
But if such praise is not from God, then we still fall short of God.
但是挪亚是神称他为完全人。
But Noah is being called perfect in God's eyes.
然后还告诉我们说，挪亚是与神同行。
And also Noah walked with God.
他是行在神，他每一个生活的或者说每一个方面都是在神的引导底下。
In every aspect of his life was being led by God.
这应该是我们很羡慕的。
This is something we should desire.
因为这个世界上我们照自己的方向走的结果，最后就是结局是死。
Because the result of us walking our own ways is death.
结局不但是死，而且进到土里面，成为土。
The result is not only death, but also become part of the earth.
只有与神同行，才能进入天，才能往上走。
Only when walking with God can enter into heaven and walking upward.
才能胜过这世界所有一切的挑战。
And can overcome all the challenges of the world.
不但胜过肉眼的挑战，也胜过灵界的挑战。
Not only overcome the challenges in our fleshly eyes, but also overcome all the challenges in the spiritual realm.
很可惜，地上的人虽然极其聪明，有很多。
Unfortunately, although the people on earth are very smart, and many of them are very smart.
但是如果不能与神同行的话，他也不能胜过地上的试探，他也没有办法胜过灵界的挑战。
But if they cannot walk with God, they cannot overcome the challenges on the earth, nor the spiritually realm challenges.
所以与神同行是一件重要的事情。
So it's very important to walk with God.
然后我们再看一看它前面一点。
So let's look ahead.
十一节开始。
Start from verse 11.
世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted this way upon the earth.
神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间地造，里外抹上松响。
Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch in within and without with pitch.
方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300肘。宽50肘，高30肘。
And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits.
方舟上边要留透光处, 高一肘, 方舟的门要开在旁边, 方舟要分上, 中, 下, 三层。
A window shall thou make to the ark, and in the cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side. Thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it.
看啊, 我要使洪水泛滥在地上, 毁灭天下, 凡地上有血肉, 有气息的活物, 无一不死。
And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die.
我却要与你立约, 你同你的妻和儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。
But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee.
凡有血肉的活物, 每样两个, 一公一母, 你要带进方舟, 好在你那里保全生命。
And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female.
飞鸟各从其类, 牲畜各从其类, 地上的昆虫各从其类, 每样两个, 要到你那里, 好保全生命。
Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive.
你要拿各样的食物积蓄起来, 好做你和他们的食物。
And thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them.
挪亚就这样行, 凡神所吩咐的, 他都照样行了。
That Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he.
这里给我们看到, 挪亚他与神同行。
Here shows us that Noah walked with God.
一面什么, 神对世界的判断, 神对世界的看法, 挪亚是接受神的判断。
So on the one hand, that Noah has accepted the judgment of what God says about earth.
神说这个世界已经败坏了。God
said that this earth is already corrupted.
挪亚他接受神的判断。And
Noah accepts God's judgment.
我们有时候会觉得说啊，这世界好得很。Sometimes
we feel that this world is good.
所以神的判断呢？ 不一定成为我们的判断。
So God's judgment might not become our judgment.
然后因为神有判断, 神也告诉他们, 这个世界要有结局。
And because God has his judgment, then therefore God told Noah that this earth should come to an end.
所以神要挪亚造方舟。
So God would like Noah to build an ark.
因为那时候还没有航海这方面。
Because back then there was no knowledge about sailing.
也没有航海, 也没有下雨。
下雨。 No knowledge about sailing nor about rain.
所以造方舟在一般人的想法来讲，这是一件不可思议、是奇怪的事情。
So it's such a strange thing that's hard to imagine about building an ark.
所以神引导我们走属天的道路，常常是超越这个世界的。
So when God leads us to walk this heavenly walk, which is surpassing this world,
这是新的路。
That's a new way.
而且方舟怎么造，神还 告诉他多长多宽多高。
And also God instruct him how to build the ark about how long and how wide and how high.
而且呢, 神还告诉他说神要与他立约。
And God also told him that he would set a covenant with him.
所以你看到就是说, 挪亚跟神是有深入的在那里交通的。
So we see that Noah has this in-depth fellowship with God.
哦, 他不是只是一种感觉知道这样子而已。
It's not just his own feeling.
神一步一步的把具体的东西交通给他。
So step by step, God showed him very detailed things.
然后神就吩咐他该怎么做。
Then God commanded him how to do it.
所以神一面启示他, 一面把怎么样行告诉他。
So on the one hand, God revealed things to him, and on the other hand, God also showed him how to walk.
所以到这个22节就说, 凡 神所吩咐的, 他都照样行。
So in verse 22 says that he did everything according to God's commandment.
所以一面怎么样说, 神吩咐了没?
So on the one hand, God commands.
如果神吩咐了, 我们是不是照着神吩咐的去行?
So if God command, are we doing so accordingly?
啊，这个是一个很重要的学习。
That's a very important learning.
尤其是我们不管信主是很久或者是刚刚开始。
Regardless of how long we have believed the Lord.
这都是我们继续在学习的。
And that's a, we should learn this continually.
神有没有吩咐？
Whether God has command.
神吩咐的我听见不听不见。
And after God command, whether we heard.
那神吩咐的我听见了，我照不照神吩咐的去行？
And after God command, if we heard, then are we doing so accordingly?
我们是否确定神已经对我吩咐了？
Are we sure that God has already command to us?
这个都不是一个形而上的东西。
This is not just something.
就是想象或者是什么。
This is not just something imaginary.
这是要真的学习。
That's a true actual learning.
所以挪亚他得到的什么吩咐？
So Noah has received the commandment from God.
然后呢，他是照着行。
And then he did so accordingly.
然后到第七章又讲，神又吩咐他又行。
And then in chapter 7 says that Lord again command him, then he did again.
一直到神吩咐他进方舟，他就进去了。
Until when Lord asked him to enter into the ark, then Noah entered.
所以给我们看到就是说，要进方舟，不是一次吩咐的。
So we see that to enter into the ark, it's not just by commanding him once.
他是跟神有持续的交通。
There's a continuous fellowship with God.
然后在持续的交通当中，神一次一次的带领，他就一次一次的跟随，一次一次带领，他就一次一次的往前走。
So during this continuous fellowship with God, then once, whenever God leads him, then he follows, and then God leads him again, then he follows.
好，我们读一下第七章第八节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 8.
第八节到第十节哈，
啊，
不是第就是第六节，不是第八，第六节。
From verse 6 to 10.
当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚正600岁。
And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth.
挪亚就同他的妻和儿子、儿妇都进入方舟，躲避洪水。
And Noah went in, and his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of waters of flood.
洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟并地上的一切，地上一切的昆虫。
Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creeps upon the earth.
都是一对一对的，有公有母，到挪亚那里进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah.
过的那七天。洪水泛滥在地上。
And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of flood were upon the earth.
所以这边我们看到挪亚进方舟，他受带领的一个那个一些大概的程序。
So it shows us the step by step how that Noah was being commanded by God to enter into the ark.
所以就告诉我们，这个主再来的时候，那一个预备主再来的人也有这个特性。
So it shows us that for those group of people who are being prepared for Lord's coming back also has this special characteristics.
那我们再看马太福音第二十四章四十节。
So let's look at Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 40.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left.
四十一节，两个女人推磨。取去一个，撇下一个。
Verse 41, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left.
这有又有两个对比。
And there are also two contrasts.
取去一个，撇下一个。
One was taken, the other left.
那取去这个词呢，里面有个意思就是被接受。
To be taken, the meaning actually being it shows that being received.
被取去的，就是被提的。是被神所接受的。
To be taken, being raptured, that is being received by God.
那撇下来的，那当然还到不了被接受的状态。
So the one being left is not yet at the condition of being received.
所以这是在我们身上有一个需要的学习。
So there is a necessity of learning on us.
我们需要在主面前寻求我们现在的生活，我们现在的光景是被神悦纳呢，还是不能？
We should seek before God about our lives and our condition now, whether it's being accepted by God or not.
如果我们还没有被神悦纳，我们就需要主帮助我们回能够进到被悦纳的光景里。
If our condition is not yet being accepted by God, then we need God to help us be able to enter into such an acceptable condition.
我们不要以不能被悦纳好像有很多的理由来觉得我们理所当然留在被悦纳没有被悦纳的情况。
Let's don't take it for granted that we are able to, we shall, and we, it's reasonable for us to remain in the condition of not being accepted.
因为这是关系到取去还是留下。
Because it has to do with whether being taken or left.
能被悦纳，主要取去的时候就取走了。
If being acceptable, then when the Lord would like to take us, then He takes us.
所以这是我们自己在主面前需要愿意的。
So this is something we shall be willing before God.
这不是自然。
This is not just by nature.
如果我们觉得被悦纳是一件我们不喜欢的事情。
If we think that to be acceptable before God is something we don't like.
我想神也不会勉强我们。
I think God will not force us.
就是我们不想信主，主也不会勉强我们说，把你硬是把你打成信主。
So just like if we are not willing to believe unto the Lord, then Lord also will not just smiten us so that we believe Him.
主遇见了我们，让我们知道说他是主，他是救主，他是宝贵的，他应当被接受，应当被敬拜。
As the Lord meets us, then He help us to realize that He's the Lord, He's the Savior, and He's so precious. He shall be accepted and be worshipped.
只要我们心里诚实，只要我们柔软。那我们一定是很自然的，就一定来到他面前。
If our heart is honest and also soft, then definitely we come before Him.
神不会故意做那些强迫我们的东西。
God will definitely not do something forcing us.
神给我们许许多多的机会，在我们一生的年日当中，给我们许许多多的机会，但他不强迫我们。
God gives us many opportunities in our lives, but He does not force us.
所以被悦纳也是这样。
So is being accepted by Him.
神用许多的话，神用许多的机会告诉我们怎样能够被他悦纳。
God uses many words and many opportunities to tell us how we can be accepted by Him.
但他不会强迫我们说我不喜欢被悦纳，那好，那我他就故意把我做成被他悦纳，这个他不来还不做。
But if we say we would not like to be accepted by Him and He will not force us to do so.
所以取去一个，撇下一个。
Therefore, one is being taken, the other left.
我们要看神悦纳我们是一件重要，是一个重大的事情。
We have to see that how great and how important it is to be acceptable by God.
不在乎做了多少事。
Regardless of how much work you've done.
可以在做许多事情当中被悦纳。
It can be accepted amongst a lot of work.
也可以在刚刚信主的时候还没有做任何事情，但是它是被悦纳的。
Can also be accepted at the moment you believe the Lord, even before you do many things.
然后呢，我们再看第42节和43节都有一个词叫警醒。
So that let's look at verse 42 and verse 43. There's a word, be watchful.
警醒其实意思也很简单，它就是醒着的，它不是睡着的。
So the meaning of being watchful is that one is awake, not falling asleep.
我们跟主的关系是处在沉睡的光景的，还是我们是在复活的层次里面，能够是活在与他有交通的光景？
Is our relationship with the Lord that we are falling asleep, or we are in such resurrected level that we always have fellowship with Him?
所以上次我提过。这个是里面的关系，这是灵里面的关系。
Last time I've mentioned that it's our spiritual condition within.
所以这个呢是灵里面跟主有一个活的关系。
So there's the life relationship within the spirit.
然后呢，在 第四十四节告诉我们说要预备。
And in verse 44 says, "Be ready."
啊，那预备，那我们都知道，就是不但是预备，而且是预备好了。
We know that it's not just be prepared, but actually be fully ready.
啊，我们预备是预备，但是没有预备好，跟预备好是个不同的情况。
It might be that we prepare, but if we are not ready, then it's different.
所以主帮助我们，希望我们每天都做预备好的人。
So may the Lord help us so that every day we are being someone who's ready.
然后第四十五节。
Verse 45。
四十五节讲忠心有见识的仆人。
Faithful and wise servant.
这忠心是讲的是有信心。
Faithful means to have faith.
对。这不是讲的人的努力。
It's not about one's own effort.
这是因为你向着主有信心，你对主的话有信心，对主的应许有信心，对主的工作有信心。
That is have faith toward God, toward the Lord, toward His work, toward His words, and also toward Himself.
所以这个信心的锚是抛在主的身上。
So the anchor of the faith is cast upon the Lord.
这个信心的锚不是抛在我们自己的身上。
And the anchor of this faith is not cast upon ourselves.
信心的锚也不抛在这个环境身上，也不抛在其他的人身上。
Anchor of this faith does not just cast upon the environment nor someone.
如果信心的锚是在我自己身上
，If the anchor of faith is upon ourselves, myself.
我今天心情很好，我就信心很大。
Then when I'm in good mood today, then maybe I have great faith.
我今天心情很下沉，我的信心呢好像不见了。
Then if I feel low, then maybe I don't have faith.
信心不在我身上。
Faith is not depending on myself.
信心也不在这环境上。
Nor does it depend on the environment, circumstance.
信心乃在那个信实的主，在至高的神那里。
Faith is cast upon the Lord who is faithful, the God who is on most high.
所以我们就需要知道他的心意是什么。
So we have to understand His will.
他的旨意是什么。
And what His will is.
然后他做有见识，有见识就是聪明的这一方面。
And also being wise.
这个有见识，这个有见识这个字在别的地方呢，就翻译是聪明的。
In other translation, it means wise.
那这是就什么？他是能够以神的心意做心意。
So that he can mind the will of God.
在譬如说在马太福音第七章。
So book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们读一下好了哈。二十四节开始。
Start from verse 24.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人。把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock.
这个聪明人就是有见识那个字，同一个字，原文一模一样。
So this is the same as being wise.
然后下面二十五节说，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blow, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。
And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌得很大。
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and fell, and great was on the fall of it.
这里讲到说，一面是聪明的人，一面是一个无知的人。
So on the one hand, it mentions a wise man, and the other hand says foolish man.
也就是说，一个有见识的人，或者跟一个无知的人。
So it's someone wise, intelligent, and someone foolish.
那有见识的人就是什么？他能够听到主的话。就去行。
So for a wise man that he hears God's words and does it.
那他产生的情形就是雨淋、水冲、风吹，就是任何的挑战对他来讲不产生影响。
And result of that is any challenges does not influence him.
但是那个 无知的人呢？
But for the foolish man，
他是把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹，撞着那房子就倒塌了。
He built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and the house fell.
所以主这里告诉我们说，要做个有见识的人。
So Lord tells us to be a wise man.
对主的话的看重，要像主他的心意那么重。
So to see the importance of Lord's words is just like His own will.
那这样子呢，才能够真正的，能够遵循他的旨意。
So then, one's able to really follow his will.
那所以这是一个基本的预备。
So that's a basic preparation.
这是人的基本预备。
That's a basic preparation for man.
这是人跟主的一个基本的关系。
That's the basic relationship between man and God.
如果主在我们心中没有地位。
If God has no position within us.
主的话在我们心中也没有地位。
So does Lord's words do not have any position in our hearts.
我们可以天天读圣经，但主的话在我们心中没有地位。
We can read the Bible every day, but His words have no place in our hearts.
就好像那个在主耶稣刚降临的时候。
Just like when our Lord Jesus just born.
当时的文士法利赛人。
When the scribes and Pharisees back then.
他们知道主要降临在伯利恒。
They knew that the Lord would be born in Bethlehem.
所以几个博士来问的时候，他说：“基督当降在哪里？当降生在哪里？”
So when the Magi came to ask where would Jesus born?
他说：“伯利恒。”
And they mentioned that Bethlehem.
想都不用想，很快就回答。
Without even thinking about it, they answered.
但是他们没有人去伯利恒。
But nobody went to Bethlehem.
倒是博士跑去伯利恒。
But the Magi went there.
所以就是说主的话如果在我们心中没有地位
So if Lord's words have no place in our hearts
就算我们很熟悉
Even if we are so familiar with it
我们也可以告诉人家
And we can tell others about it
但是主叫我们去我们也不会去
But even then when the Lord says go we still will not go
不但是这样结果主长大了主显现在他们面前
Not only that, after our Lord grew up and He showed Him, He appeared before them.
彼得、约翰一看到主说：“这就是神的羔羊。”
As soon as Peter and John saw our Lord, they say that that's the Lamb of God.
这就是神所差派要来的那一位。
That's the one whom God has sent.
但是文士、法利赛人呢，不但不知道，而且用尽方法去抵挡主。
But the scribes and Pharisees, not only they did not realize it, but they tried so hard to be against the Lord.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
这个会发生在他们身上。
This happened on them.
也有可能发生在我们身上。
But very possible will happen on us.
所以主告诉我们说，谁是有信心的人。
So the Lord tells us who are the faithful ones.
谁是有见识的，在神看为聪明的人。
And who are those wise in God's eyes?
然后他说：“为主所派，管理家里的事。”
That being sent by the Lord to rule over his household.
所以主是要用他能够叫得动的人。
So Lord would like to use those whom he can send.
如果是我们是主叫不动的人，那主没有办法用我们。
So if the Lord cannot make us to be moved by him, then Lord cannot use us.
所以我们要彼此鼓励。
So we have to encourage one another.
当我们读到主的话，我们觉得受光照，我们需要认罪。
When we read Lord's words, we feel being enlightened, then we shall confess our sins.
我们真的应该要谦卑下来。
We shall really be humble.
我们不要用许多的理由把它推掉。
We should not give all the excuses and push them away.
你越在主面前讲理由，主的话要让你经历的机会就越少。
The more reasoning excuses you try to talk before the Lord, the less you can experience Lord's words.
就算是我们领会不够准确，我们顺从了。
Even if we do not understand it very correctly, but if we just obey.
但是呢，你的态度在主面前是对的。
And also our attitude before the Lord is right.
我们的心在主面前要够柔软。
Our hearts should be soft enough before the Lord.
如果主在他要字面的话告诉我们，我们都听不进去。
If we cannot even hear with the letters,
那我们要说， 我们会顺服圣灵，可能会比较困难。
So that would be very hard for us to obey the Holy Spirit.
因为主明显写的话告诉我们，我们都觉得不太重要。
If we even feel the obvious words are not important,
那真正圣灵在我们心里带领我们的时候，他可能没有写的。
Then when the Holy Spirit leads us, they are not written in letters.
我就记得我自己的经历是这样。
I remember my own personal experience.
这是我蒙主的怜悯，有这样的恩典。
I was being really I find mercy before the Lord to have such grace.
我刚信主，主叫我去聚会。
When as soon as I believed the Lord told me to go to a gathering.
结果我就去聚会。
So then I went.
然后第二次要去以前。
And before I went the second time,
主就告诉我说，你告诉他们说你要受浸。
And the Lord told me to tell them that I would like to get baptized.
那时候我还没开始读圣经。
At that time, I have not yet started to read the Bible.
我完全不知道中文圣经翻译成受洗。
I actually had no idea about the word being baptized in Chinese.
我也不知道受洗跟受浸呢有什么不一样。
I had no idea about being baptized or being immersed as baptism. What's the difference?
但圣灵呢就跟我讲说，你告诉他们说你要受浸。
And then the Holy Spirit told me that just tell them that you would like to get an immersed baptism.
因为我心里得到是受浸，所以我就去到第二次去聚会的时候，我就问他招待说，哎，有没有受浸这一回事啊？
So because I heard the word from the Lord is the immersed baptism, therefore I just went to the brothers and sisters the second time I went to a gathering, asked them, so is there something about immersed baptism?
那他们说有啊，有啊。
They said yes.
那我说我可不可以受浸啊？
I asked them, can I get such immersed baptism?
他们就不回答了。
Then they did not reply to me.
他说你等一下。
They said let's wait.
他跑进去，然后就跟不知道跟谁。去可能跟牧师啊，或者跟负责的人，就谈了一过一会就跑出来。
So after they discussed with someone, they came out.
然后呢，就跟我讲说，因为我们还不知道你信耶稣没有，我们不能给你受浸。
And told me that because we do not know whether you have really believed unto Lord Jesus, therefore we cannot baptize you.
然后呢，他说，但是呢，我们给你一个机会，就是我们把你放到受浸班去观察你三个月。
But we'll give you an opportunity that is that we will place you in the baptism class and we will observe you for 3 months.
所以我就被摆在受浸班去，我每次在那里聚会我都听不懂他讲什么，我每次都打瞌睡。
So I was being placed in the baptism class and every time I was there, I actually fell asleep and could not understand what they were talking about.
好不容易三个月过去了。
And 3 months passed by.
要受浸那一天。
The day of baptism.
那个牧师就跟我讲说，我们的浸池哈、啊、还在修，还没修好。
The pastor told me that our baptismal pool is still under construction.
我们给你送点水礼，你可以接受，不能接受。
Is it okay that you can accept just baptism by water? Just a baptism by just pointing the water to you without immersion?
那主是告诉我说，我要来受浸啊。
And the Lord told me that to get immersed.
我也搞不清楚是点水礼跟有什么差别啊。
Actually, I could not understand the difference between just baptized by pointing the water, sprinkle of water, or just by immersed.
所以呢，我说，反正你给我受浸，反正我搞错，反正你给我做就对了，反正我就是要受浸就对了。
So I told them that it's okay, just do so because I would like to get baptized.
所以后来他就给我做点水礼。
So then they gave us the baptism by sprinkle of water.
你说那有效没有效呢？
So was it effective or not?
其实我感觉是有效的。
Actually, I felt it was effective.
为什么？因为那一天哈、啊、受洗当那一天，我坐在第一排，然后我就大概我以前这个怎么这个灵方面不干净。
Because the day of getting baptized, I was sitting on the first row, and maybe back then my spirit was not very clean.
我就好像我就坐在杨宗汉旁边了，我就一直往杨宗汉上一直倒，然后就是怎么都爬不起来。
So for example, I was sitting next to Brother Roger. That day, I was keep leaning onto him. I could not even get up straight.
然后等到受洗的那个水哈一碰到我，哇！突然整个清醒，我现在好精神啊。
So as soon as the water sprinkled on me, then I start to feel so clear in my mind.
好，那时候我就受洗了。
So I got baptized.
那我后来我就忘记了。
Then I forgot about it.
我也没去研究说受洗跟受浸有什么差别。
And I actually did not study about immersion or just sprinkle water. What's their difference?
再过了一年多。
After 1 year passed by.
主把我带到一群呢，是真正用受浸的方式的，来受浸的弟兄姊妹当中。
So Lord brought me to be with brother sister who are truly being baptized by the immersion.
我一看到那个，我他们一提到受浸，我想，哎，我这样子算是怎么回事啊？
So as soon as they mentioned about getting baptized, then I remember then what exactly happened to me.
那我就哎，我的中文翻译怎么都受洗呀、啊、
？So why is it in Chinese translation I all talk about baptized by water?
那我看中文就看不出什么不一样。
So I can't really tell the difference in Chinese.
所以后来我就翻那个英文圣经。
So I turn onto the English Bible.
特别找那个受浸那个字。
I especially search about the word baptism.
那我不确定我看的对不对？我还翻字典。
I also check the dictionary.
看，哎，那个 baptize 那个字啊，那就是整个人要浸到水里面去、啊。
So the word baptize actually means fully immersed into water.
然后呢，再起来。
And then come up.
所以后来我就觉得，我这好像做的不完全。
So then I felt maybe what I did was not complete.
那我就问年长弟兄说，那我这样可不可以再受浸一次？
So I asked elderly brothers whether I could get baptized again.
然后我要跟这个圣经讲的一模一样。
So I would like to do exactly what the Bible says.
那这个年长弟兄告诉我说，你这个就是要改进，你这不是在受浸。
So the elderly brother told me that this is called improvement. It's not really called baptized again.
所以我就受浸谈话是没什么好。他说我们很清楚你是得救的。
So there was no need to check whether I got saved or not. They are sure I was saved.
所以到时候我就真的进到水里再起来。
So at that time I was truly get immersed and then come up.
哎呀，让我里面很轻松。
I felt so relaxed inside.
我在遇到这个问题的时候，我再也没有觉得有什么障碍。
And then there was no other obstacles whenever I come to this topic.
啊，我想我们需要保持一个柔软的态度。
I think we need to have a soft heart.
也许帮助我们的弟兄姊妹，他在主面前的认识是到那个程度。
It might be the brother sister who help us. Their understanding before the Lord might be just at that certain level.
但是我们呢，向着主要完全的敞开。
But we, our heart shall be completely open toward the Lord.
敞开到一个地步说，主的心意如果是确定的告诉我们，主的心意就是那样。
So open to the point that if Lord's heart is definitely telling us to do so, then that is His heart.
我们应该是提起脚步往主的心意更靠近主心意，或者说完成主心意的那个层次去。
We shall walk even closer to his heart or just completing his will.
并不是说否决别人。
Not just reject others.
这是主要把我们带到完全。
That is our Lord would like us to bring into perfection.
因为毕竟我们都是有限的。
Because we are all limited.
为什么有些弟兄姊妹停留在比较有限的或者比较不够完全清楚的那个层次？
Why are some brothers and sisters remain in such limitation or they just do not understand fully?
那有他个人的原因。
They have their own personal reasons.
也有他经过过程的原因。
And they have their own process that they've been through.
但是我们必须在主面前向着主有一个敞开的心。
But for us, before the Lord, we should have an open heart.
主如果把我们带到，主如告诉我们更清楚的，我们应该往更清楚的方面去。
Then if the Lord show us even more clearly, we shall walk toward that.
或者说是主看为更满意的，我们往更满意的层次去。
Or whatever Lord is more satisfied, then we shall go toward that as well.
这样主才有机会得到荣耀。
So then the Lord will be glorified.
因为不然的话，那我们就通通是落在不能让主够满意的层次。
Otherwise, we all fall into the level that the Lord cannot be satisfied.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
So that's so precious.
所以基督徒他是这个生命是成长的。
So for Christians, their life is growing.
你越是让主满意，那个成长就越柔美，而且是主的荣耀更有机会彰显。
The more you let Lord be satisfied, the more of that growth should be beautiful and also His glory should be manifested.
好，所以这是一个宝贵的，就是什么？我们要做有见识的，然后呢，我们甚至到一个地步，能够让主来差派我们。
So this is precious that we should be wise and also to the point that the Lord can send us.
如果我们跟主没有能够透彻的交通，
If we do not have a thorough fellowship with the Lord,
如果我们甚至跟主都就是说那个主更满意的我们都不能知道，
If we do not even know what makes the Lord feel more satisfied,
或者说我们不愿意知道，
Or we are not willing to know,
或者我们跟主向着主有保留，
Or we hold back before the Lord.
那主对我们的差派就不能够透彻。
Then Lord also cannot send us very thoroughly.
所以这是一个预备主再来需要预备的。
So that's something we shall be prepared to get ready for His coming.
好，上次我们提到说要过家里的生活。
So last time we mentioned that we should live the life within the home household.
那在这个在圣经里面讲到家呢？一方面讲到天父跟儿子。
So when the Bible talks about home, it talks about Heavenly Father and Son.
当然也讲到这个弟兄之间的关系。
Also talk about the relationship between the brethren.
那圣经讲到家呢，也讲到这个家呢，其实也是圣殿。
So when the Bible talks about home, it's actually the temple.
神的圣殿。
The temple of God.
所以他要在家里面能够作为这个什么，能够按时分粮的。
So in his household, he shall be those who can give bread in season.
所以我们到神的家中，什么是要把生命的供应带进来。
So to come into the house of God, we should bring in the provision of life.
哦，所以我们到家里来不是当法官。
So when we come to the house, to the home, it's not we are being the judges.
我们到家里面来，应该把神借着基督所带给我们的生命能够带进来。
So as we come to the home, that we shall bring out the life that's through Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在神的家里面需要有按时分粮的人。
So in God's household, there shall be someone give the bread in season.
那这分什么粮呢？
So what kind of bread that is?
我们从这个圣殿就可以给我们一些的这个帮助。
So from the temple, it can be helpful to us.
当人进圣殿，目的要去哪里？应该到至圣所。
So what's the purpose when one enters into the temple? That is to the holiest of holies.
但是从外院，从外面圣殿的外面进到外院。
So from the outside of the temple to enter into outer court.
那一看到什么？就是铜祭坛。
So what's the first they see? That's the bronzen altar.
铜祭坛讲到什么？十字架。
And what does the bronzen altar mention? That talks about the cross.
讲到神的羔羊要献在那上面。
It talks about the Lamb of God shall be offered upon there.
也讲到这个十字架的道路。
It also talks about the weight of the cross.
所以在神的家里面，在教会里面，我们一同认识，一同经历十字架的工作。
So in God's household, in church, together we understand and experience the work of God's cross.
当我们有够多十字架的这个经历的时候。
So after we have enough experience of the cross.
或者这一个女主在这个十字架的经历有交通的时候。
Or we have fellowship with the cross, the experience of the cross.
那主要叫我们成为一个传递十字架的信息的人。
Then Lord would like us to become those who can pass on the message of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹之间能够常常能够一起能够走十字架的路。
So brothers and sisters, together we should walk the way of cross.
不但是这样的，这个铜祭坛也告诉我们要一个奉献的生活。
So not only that, but the bronze altar also talks about that we should have the life of sacrifice.
常常我们有很多问题不能解决，就是我们没有把自己奉献给神。
Oftentimes, when we cannot resolve many problems, is that we have not yet offered ourselves up to God.
我们自己没有奉献给神，让我们自己在神面前路不通。
Because we have not yet completely offered ourselves to God, then our way before God is not smooth. It's being blocked.
不但跟神不通呢，而且呢，圣徒之间呢也变成不通了。
Not only there's blockage between us and God, but also there's blockage between us and brothers and sisters.
所以，如果我们当中有更多的弟兄姊妹能够把自己奉献给主，能够活在那个奉献的实际，主就好像把那个生命的供应放在我们当中。
So if more of us can offer ourselves to God and we can live in the reality of sacrifice ourselves, then the Lord can bring out the provision with life within us.
然后同祭坛再往前走一点是什么？有洗濯盆。
So what's ahead of the bronze altar? That is the basin.
那这个洗濯盆是洁净，也就是要分别为圣，要圣洁。
The washing basin is to clean, that is to be holy and sanctified.
所以基督徒的生活不光称义，而且是什么？是要分别为圣的生活。
So the Christian life is not just to be justified, but also to be sanctified.
而且我们要经常在主面前接受主的光照，我是不是需要再被洁净？
So we shall always, before the Lord, receive His enlightenment that whether we shall be cleansed again.
我们不应该到一个地步，我们已经被玷污了，我们还觉得自己很圣洁。
We shall not come to the point that we're actually really being corrupted, but we still think we're holy.
所以祭司在服侍的时候都是要洁净。
So when priests serve, they shall always wash themselves.
所以我们如果是活在圣洁的时期，我们就带着圣洁的服侍。
So if we live the reality of being holy, then we can serve with holiness.
然后再往前去到这个圣所里面。
Then we go further into the holy place.
你就看到有陈设品的桌子。
Then we see the table for the showbread.
哦，这个是什么？这个是一面讲到那个生命的供应。
So on the one hand, talks about provision of life.
一面讲到这个神的儿女有合一的见证在当中。
And on the other hand, talks about that God's children have the testimony of being united in one accord.
所以我们在擘饼的时候。
So as we break the bread,
我们在擘饼之前应该先解决个人罪的问题。
Before we break the bread, we should resolve the issue of our own sins.
我们不但要解决个人罪的问题，我们要解决我们跟弟兄姊妹之间不和的问题。
Not only we have to resolve the issue of our individual sins, we also have to resolve the issue of not being. We also have to resolve the issue if we have conflict with brothers and sisters.
因为神已经做了和睦的工作。
Because God already done the work of reconciliation.
所以我们来擘这个饼的时候，我们不能再跟弟兄姊妹有任何有仇恨的问题在当中。
So as we come to break the bread, we cannot have any bitterness or complaint toward brothers and sisters.
因为那个一主已经成就了。
Because Lord has already accomplished the oneness.
我们用这个饼，就是那个一是已经成就了。
So as we partake this bread, shows that this oneness has already been completed.
我们也见证主在我们身上已经完成这件事情。
And we also testify that our Lord and us have already accomplished this.
那另外又看到那个金灯台。
And also the golden lampstand.
那是用那个是发光的。
And that's with light that shines.
所以如果我们当中弟兄姊妹能够受主的带领，能够显出神的荣耀。
So if brothers and sisters among us can be touched by the leading of the Lord and manifest His glory.
啊，我们大家都得到造就，都得到帮助。
Then we are all being edified and being helped.
那个在幔子前面还有一个那个金香炉。
And before the veil, there's also the golden altar of incense.
这个是代表祷告。
It means prayers.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹能够在祷告中一起去到主面前。
So brothers and sisters through prayers can all go together before God.
许多时候我们跟弟兄姊妹跪在一起祷告。
Many times we kneel together with brothers and sisters to pray.
弟兄姊妹在圣灵的引导底下，那个祷告许多时候都给我们很大的激励。
Many often times that through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the prayers of brothers and sisters are very encouraged.
不光是在当时很大的激励。
Not only so much encouragement at that time.
神也在当中做成他要做的工作。
And also God among us accomplishes His work.
然后进到至圣所里面那个约柜。
And after entering into the holies of holies, then there's the ark of the covenant.
有金冠的玛纳。
There's the golden vessel of manna.
那也有这个亚伦发芽的杖。
And Aaron's rod that was budded.
那特别这个发芽杖是代表复活的生命。
Especially this Rod that was budded, it represents the life of resurrection.
所以如果弟兄姊妹能够靠着圣灵的引导，有没有那个复活的生命能够显出来？
So through the leading of the Holy Spirit, if the life of resurrection of brothers and sisters can be manifested.
这是激励我们来跟随主的。
So that encourages us to follow the Lord.
啊，那这个我们需要主帮助我们做一个按时分粮的人。
So we need the Lord to help us be someone who give out bread in due season.
盼望主使用每个弟兄姊妹。
Do pray that the Lord use each brother and sister.
有时候是用说话的。
Sometimes he speaks.
有时候不是用话语。
Sometimes it's not through words.
但那个生命的供应，基督的见证在我们当中能够被显出来。
Then pray that the provision of life and the testimony of Christ can be manifested amongst us.
这是我们预备迎接主来，我们迎接主的一个重要的一个帮助。
So that's a very important help for us to be ready for Lord's coming.
而且主说，如果是这样行的，按时分粮给家里的人。
So the, and the Lord says that for someone who gives bread in due season to the household.
这是有福气的。
And blessed is the person.
所以在家里的生活是什么？是常常带着生命的供应。
So the life within the house is often with the provision of fellowship and with life.
我们也求主给我们有一个能看的眼光。
And also we pray that the Lord give us the eye that we can see.
看见在弟兄姊妹里面那个基督的生命和身量。
And also we see the life and capacity of Christ within brothers and sisters.
能够因为能看见，所以我们能够从每一个弟兄姊妹身上得帮助。
Because we can see, then we can be helped by each brother and sister.
并不是只有这个信主久的才能给帮助。
Not only those who have believed the Lord for a long time can help others.
只要我们在里面有一个对的光景，即使刚刚出信的，哎，主也借着他把那个出信的那个生命的那个柔美也带来给我们帮助。
As long as we have the right condition before the Lord, even if someone who just believed the Lord, but the Lord can also show us the beauty of that life that just believed Him.
但是我们需要主帮助我们，能够从每一个弟兄姊妹身上都可以得到帮助。
But we need the Lord to help us so that we can receive help from each brother and sister.
尤其是那些在主面前愿意学功课、能够受主引导的弟兄姊妹，他们所学的功课应该是我们在一起的帮助的。
Especially those brothers and sisters who are willing to learn the lessons and willing to follow the leading of the Lord, for the lessons they have learned shall be our great help.
好，我想时间差不多，我就先停在这。
I think the time is about up.
我们可以再继续思想，我们再有机会还可以再交通。
So let's continue to meditate. If there's other opportunities, we will continue to share.
好，我们有您祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们需要你向我们启示你自己。
Lord, we need you to reveal yourself to us.
好，叫我们能够做个迎接你再来的人。
So that we can be someone who's ready for your coming.
让我们不是只有只知道你要再来。
So it's not that we just know that you're coming back.
求主帮助我们能够做个随时预备好的人。
Pray that you help us to be someone who's always ready.
谢谢你还给我们机会。
Thank you for still giving us the opportunity.
求你在我们身上成就你所要成就的。
Pray that you accomplish the work you would like to accomplish on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.